You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by Andrew Black of Murray State's Department of English and Philosophy.
Andrew co-directs the Cinema International programming effort at Murray State that cranks up. Let's see, this is the 19th, so it's tomorrow night is your opening night.
That's right.
And you've got a huge program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a really big movie that we're very excited to show, which is Snowpiercer. It's a science fiction apocalyptic movie, and it deserves to be seen on the big screen. So we're very excited to bring it.
And when you you say it's apocalyptic and science fiction, you didn't quite capture the enthusiasm for the movie that I heard in your voice when you said you've seen it and it is apparently quite amazing. I understand that the cinematic process where they kept a train rocking for the whole production that people were stuck on, mm-hmm. basically, and then added all of these effects. It must have been a hard movie to make.
It was. I mean, so for instance, this summer we had Mad Max Fury Road, which was a very popular movie and just an awesome film. And then Snowpiercer is different because most of these apocalyptic movies are set like in the wasteland or the desert or something like that. This one's just set on a train. So it's a really kind of brilliant premise where you have a group of people who are navigating through this ice world that's unlivable, and the train carries every last survivor of humanity. And so it has all these political elements of the people in the back of the train and the people in the front of the train and who's in charge of the train. And so it's kind of a mystery as well. But within that world of this train that's traveling, that's speeding, that's piercing through snow, you have these kind of great conflicts going on and these fabulous images.
The person who's in charge is an intriguing actress named Tilda Swinton. Is she the boss lady?
She is, and she's Tilda Swinton is, I think, one of our great actresses, and she's like you've never seen her before, playing a villain who's also a bureaucrat, but also comes across kind of like a very mean second grade teacher, and so it's a performance that has to be seen to believe. To be believed, to just see Tilda Swinton just chewing through the scenery as only she can.
I can't resist saying that she looks like she's very cold in this movie, yeah. In more ways than one.
Cold and also crazy, yeah, for sure.
So what was the failed, is the failed experiment identified that created the ice world from a world where there was a warming period they had to abate?
You don't really hear that. One of the kind of mysteries of the plot is that the passengers are almost as clueless as we are because they don't really even know what's at the front of the train. They're kind of put in their own quarters at the end, and that makes them, you know, almost powerless. And so part of the movie, without spoiling too much, is as they decide to make their way to the front of the train, as they decide to fight back.
Gosh, I want to hear more, but you're right. We shouldn't spoil it. So that those shows, we have to explain, not to assume that everyone knows that Cinema International is a weekly series of films showing three nights each week, and it's free, and it's in the Kura Center, and it's pretty remarkable because it's open to everyone.
Right. I just think it's a great experience. Ever since I've been here, you know, I've really enjoyed going to these movies and being able to bring movies that don't show in the multiplexes. I mean, we can see kind of the big movies, especially coming off the summer when we had the blockbuster season of, you know, the Avengers and Mad Max and all the superhero movies. And those are great, but we also like to show these smaller or more obscure movies. Or in the case of something like Snowpiercer, here's a big movie that's also that's a movie that people might not have seen, and it's a movie that some people might have seen on a small screen. Well, now come see it on the big screen and see it in all its cinematic glory.
Tell me about the process of selecting the series for each semester.
Well, it's one of my favorite things to do is to get together with people from other departments because, you know, I'm not as familiar with Spanish films or German films that are coming out now, but our foreign language faculty are. And so they usually propose a movie and describe it, and that sounds great, and we want to see it and bring it here. So a lot of the movies that are on the list are things that I haven't seen intentionally because I want to wait to go see them at Cinema International.
Are there any picks on the season this year that you were the instigator for?
Well, I think the movies towards the end. I'm a huge fan of British comedy, and so the movie In the Loop is a favorite of mine. I think it's a very funny movie. It's also a very foul movie, but it's creatively so. This movie does interesting things with curse words, and it's actually based on the creator of this went on to create the HBO series Veep, which is also very funny, and it shows kind of political people being as incompetent as possible and yet still somehow getting things done. And it's just got all these great performances by British and American actors, including the late James Gandolfini. It's just a very funny movie. And the other one is What We Do in the Shadows, which is a vampire movie starring New Zealand vampires. It's a mockumentary. And if I didn't get you at New Zealand vampires, then I don't know what to tell you, because that makes it just totally this crazy world of kind of old vampires who are constantly wandering the streets. So What We Do in the Shadows is a great movie for Halloween. If you don't like totally scary movies, this is a movie that kind of plays with the whole premise of vampires.
And you guys were very lucky. We weren't lucky in the winter semester because we had all of those storms that forced the cancellation of a very important movie. But you've got it back on the bill for this semester.
Right. That's Mandela, The Long Walk to Freedom. And yes, this is a really interesting biopic about Nelson Mandela. And I think that... we're glad to bring it back. It was in association with African American History Month, but because of the snow, we couldn't show it. So we're very glad to hold it over so that people can see it.
They're really good posters for Cinema International that maybe you would like to have one of. Tell the navigation online to get to the poster. Is it to go English and Philosophy, then Cinema International?
Yep, it should be there. And also we have a Facebook page that has our entire schedule there. But we usually also bring the posters to the theaters, and you can get one there. Or you can just come to the 7th floor and say hi to us in the English department, and we'll be glad to give you one there.
Let's make another note that the show times are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30 in the Curra Center Theater. And there's parking off Chestnut for the Curra Center, also off Payne. So it's easy to get to, and the best thing about the whole series of 11 movies that are from all over the world, we've talked about South Korea and New Zealand, but there are movies from Japan, France, Ireland, Germany, Mexico, Sweden. There's no excuse not to get a sense of the international by going to these movies and just feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great way to kind of experience the cinema of another culture. And really also for, I think, students who might not be as familiar with international film as that kind of introduction to a broader cinematic legacy of movies that are, you know, not the kind of movies that you'd see generally during the summer. These are the kinds of things that will open you up to that bigger tradition. And then hopefully take a class within our film studies program within the English department and learn some more about world cinema.
Great reason to be living in a university town, too, for our community.
Right, for sure.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew co-directs the Cinema International Program at Murray State University.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.